So in terms of what you're quoting, that the Rambam brings down, when it comes to a person honoring their wife, they should be ohavak gufo mechabda yoser megufo. Is a person supposed to love her the same as oneself, which you find a similar thing like vahavta l'reacha kamoicha. But in terms of respecting and honoring her, that's supposed to be even more than one respects and honors oneself. And you're just having maybe... just want a bit of perspective, just in terms of understanding what exactly this means, why exactly is it like this, etc. So I'll just tell you something interesting, an interesting take home, which is not exactly answering your question, but answers this question and many other questions in a more fundamental way. And that is that the Rambam in another passage writes that when it comes to all areas of Torah, we have a mitzvah to do our best to understand them. You have a mitzvah, just like you have a mitzvah to shake a lulav, to light Shabbos candles, and all the other mitzvahs that we have. You have a mitzvah to do your best to understand Torah passages, if there's certain reasons given for mitzvahs, etc. You have a mitzvah to delve into it as a mitzvah. However, the bottom line, after everything's said and done, we have to remember what so many Torah commentaries teach, that ultimately everything is way beyond our human intellect. Even the most basic mitzvah, which might seem like it's within our understanding and realm, however, in truth, it is way beyond our understanding and capacity to understand things within our human limitations. And that being the case, without giving too many examples, otherwise this will get very long, but that being the case, the bottom line when it comes to all mitzvahs and all guidance from the Torah, whether you understand it or you don't, you just know it's right. If you just want the take home is yes, this, you want the best marriage advice, this is the way that it works, that you love, you're supposed to aim to love your wife, like it says, kegufo, to the same extent as yourself. And when it comes to honoring her, even more than yourself, that is the extent that we're supposed to relate when it comes to marriage, to one's wife, etc., etc. So the bottom line, like I say, why I'm focusing on this is because we can maybe delve into some of the reasons. Why is it like this? Maybe a woman is created in a certain way with certain sensitivities, that when it comes to her honor and respect, that Hashem understood that she needs that way more than a man. And then maybe she would, that's why the Torah is commanding us that we should be very careful, even more than the love, in a sense, with the respect and the honor, etc. You can give all kinds of reasons, and it can be interesting, almost theoretically, but practically the bottom line take home is there. And again, we're so gifted to have this. I'll give you another example. When it comes to Kibbud Avaim, the Aruch HaShulchan says beautifully, he says, you do not honor your father and mother because you appreciate them. That is not, of course you appreciate them, but that's not the reason you're honoring your father and mother. If that's the reason you're honoring them, you're going to go wrong. You know why you honor them? You're honoring them because Hashem told you to honor them. And then you do the mitzvah with all the guidelines in the exact way, exactly as prescribed by halacha, whether it makes sense or whether it doesn't make sense. And you're in the best boat when you're doing that, because you're not following our own perspective, which we can be well-meaning, but we can be also crooked. We've got many, what's the reason? Because we've got, firstly, sometimes we make mistakes, we're human. Secondly, we've got many, things attached to why we think certain ways. We've got many of our own issues and things sometimes like that, which makes us feel or think in a certain perspective. Thirdly, sometimes things are clouded by our tivas, by our desires. You know, when you're looking at something, like I always use an example, you know, you'll explain why you want the chocolate as opposed to the vanilla because it's much healthier or this or that. You'll find reasons sometimes within ourselves. We explain things away because really, you know, we'll make sense of it because initially that's where we want to go. But in truth, what's the absolutely objective perspective? The only objective perspective is Hashem's perspective, the Torah's perspective. We're so privileged to have it. And this is just one example. So we should all be privy to fulfill this particular mitzvah and a guide from the Torah, a guidance from the Torah. And in addition to that, in all the areas of the Torah which we are privy to have the mitzvahs and to have the guidance from the Torah, which we should be privileged to follow it and realize we're following it. We're following Hashem's perspective. Nothing can be more correct. And by the more we build our emunah in Hashem and the Torah, the more Bezrat Hashem will realize that it's way, way, way safer and way wiser to choose to follow Hashem's perspective completely. 100%, right? Like the pasuk says, "Ve'el binascha al tishayin." Dachal Hashem b'chol libecha, ve'el binascha al tishayin. Trust in Hashem with all your heart. You follow the Torah 100%, like the Mefarshim explained. Ve'el binascha al tishayin. Don't rely on your own understanding, on your own, I've got my own cleverness, how to understand, how to extrapolate. Of course, we have it sometimes, we're required within our ishtadlus to think about things, to do our best, to make our own effort. But the bottom line is rely on Hashem, rely on Hashem, rely on Hashem. And a big part of that is follow His guidance. We should all be privy, Bezrat Hashem, to have this real emunah.